Pirate.com. A pirate radio signal stretching across the entire encrusted expanding Earth complex. With a little bit of the military-industrial complex mizzled in around it. My very special guest and somewhat fabulous individual, Mr. Cliff High from HalfPastHuman.com. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's been fun.
This has like been one of the most enjoyable interviews like I think I've ever had on the show, Cliff. Like, seriously. Seriously.
Oh, cool, cool. Thank you very much. You know, it's hard to, most people don't like talking to me for a lot of different reasons, but you're a sharp fellow, so you get the point of all of this, right?
Well, everybody hates what they don't get, you know? I get you.
Yeah, I know. And I try very diligently to make it as understandable to everyone because nobody is stupid outside of the powers that be and, you know, the military guys. They're obviously not playing with a full deck. But everybody else, hey, they've just been led astray and they just need to be shown the light.
Mm-mm-mm. And with the 30-second attention span of the youth of today through neuro-linguistic programming and whatnot, it might prove a challenge.
Yeah. Dehydration. I kid you not, guy. Look at the progression of drugs through our society. You know, they started off with tea, coffee, all of these drugs. They're all dehydrating drugs. It was known way back then. It's part of a progression all the way up through energy bread, drinks.
Bread, in fact, every kind of salted snack, every mass-produced food, everything that's freeze-dried, everything, a lot of the things that are canned or what, like, it's as if the entire food supply and liquid supply
has been
specifically designed with the direct intention of depriving you of liquids.
Of hydration, of water, of the hydrogen molecule that you need in your brain in order to think. Plus, of course, you need the hydrogen molecule to form the hormones that then carry the emotions that you need to have to be able to properly feel and so on. And you know how they're screwing with the hormones? They're giving you all the synthetic hormones and the plastics and the tofu and all of this other stuff. And it's creating a whole class of people that will respond the way they want hormonally and won't be capable of aggression against authority because they're designing the diet to support that.
Well, kind of like a chemical lobotomy or similar to how the CIA used drugs and chemicals to induce mind-controlled states during MK-Ultra programs, but sort of like on a lower form on a mass scale.
Correct. And it's actually the lower form they found that is the most effective because they can actually, there's this long study that was produced or written about within the Council for Foreign Relations here in the United States about the stratification of intellectual capacity, if you will, in the society that we have now. And they're talking, this is goes right hand in hand with the Agenda 21, the control of water as a resource. And basically, if they had their way, it would be very much like that movie, Idiocracy, where they were astounded at the idea that you would ever put water on anything because you wanted to have Brondo, which had electrolytes. They couldn't tell you what electrolytes were, but that didn't matter.
Brondo, the thirst mutilator.
There you go, exactly. And see, but here is the secret in the movie, because they were telling you about, look, what's the name of the movie? What are they trying to produce? Idiots. They're trying to produce an idiocracy, and they do it actually through the control of what? What was the key resource in this whole thing? The whole point of the central character's mythical human journey was to bring water back to plants, to bring water back to life. Look at the symbolism in there. Look at the other movies that have come on out that they're telling you the same thing. John Carter of Mars, a fantastic film. I loved it. There's some huge deviations from the actual story in key areas that were not written about. But the whole central theme there, water, the fact that the oceans were gone on Mars and what it meant to them and so on and so on and so on.
What's ironic, Cliff?
Yeah.
Is that those two important films, which I agree with you, are fantastic films, have not met with very wide critical acclaim. Or very wide public recognition.
I wonder if that's by design. I wonder if that's by design. I wonder if you would, because of some weird mental aberration of your own, you're forced to tell everybody these things. So you pay for these hugely expensive movies that tell the whole plot that you need to get it out, and then you tank them before they're even released with your critics on your newspapers saying, oh, what garbage, what garbage.
I interviewed Mark Passio, who's a former priest of the Church of Satan, and he says that that's kind of one of the satanic principles, is that if you're going to do something bad or whatever, you kind of have to tell them about it first on at least some level.
Here's the thing, and you know why that is. I mean, it works, again, at our vibration level, right? I mean, everybody's a vibrational being. You know intuitively when someone's trying to con you. You know, if your brain is not occluded with dehydration and chemicals and this kind of thing, you're a very sensitive individual. All humans are. And so you know when trust is worthy in someone and when it is not. You know when someone's lying to you. You can feel it in the timbre of their voice. You know, you see it in the little movements of their eyes and so on, unless you're course dumbed down to a certain extent, right? And so they do this on that level to slip this whole thing by you. But they have to tell you this because at this real key level, human to human, vibration level to vibration level, in order to get to steal from someone or co-opt their mind, they must agree to it. You must, in essence, invite them in by agreeing to the process at some point. And they do this very much like a car salesman. Okay, you got to use car salesmen. They're notorious around here in the United States. They want to sell you this piece of junk. They start you off with a process where they want to get you to continually answer in the affirmative, a whole long string of questions until they ask you the final question, you want to buy the car. Well, you've said 30 yeses already. You say that 31st yes, and you bought the car. And that's what they're trying to do, is they're trying to sell you the proposition and get you to buy in with their vision of the planet. Now, what you need to do is say, hey, have a drink of water, get rid of all the fizzy drinks and all the dehydrating chemicals and so on, and stand up and say, no, I don't buy that vision of the planet. I'm going to have something else entirely different.
Yeah, I can think. Thank you very much. I'm not keen on living in your type of society for people who can't.
Correct.
Because I would be excluded, wouldn't I?
And you can start at your own personal level. And here's the thing. A lot of people are scared of death, and I'm here to tell you that there's the death process itself is not fun, but you are eternal beings, and so there's no real reason to worry about what comes after that. It's all natural and so on. And this gives you a great sense of freedom, because you can say to yourself, the worst that can happen to me in the materium is that I can die. And guess what? I'm going to die anyway. So it's just a question of when. And so I can determine that, and that gives me my power. I can stand up and say at any time, you cannot defeat me. The most you can do is accelerate my death by some unknown quantity of time by trying to kill me now. But here's the key to the whole thing. If I'm harmonized with universe, as an Aikidoist, I know this to be true. If I am in harmony with universe, before you can kill me, you must sever the bounds that bind me to universe. And that's really hard to do.
Is that the origin of the government's alleged double blacklist, that they need to kill you in this dimension and the other in order to get rid of you?
Yeah, and they can't do that. That's I won't go into the details, but knowing the energetic nature of the universe, I know us to be eternal, and so that's an illusion on their part. And it's yet again more mind control. They want you to think about it. They want to buy into the idea that they're omnipotent and kick your butt anytime they want. You need to be afraid of them and all of this kind of thing. Fact of the matter is, they're afraid of us.
You were talking about how people intuitively know that they're being scammed, right? You know that little cup game where you've got three cups and a bead or something like that, and you switch them around or whatever? Well, think about the bead as being the truth, and all of the cups as all the different stories that we hear at a constant basis throughout the day. And we're constantly having to look at this very, very quick and confusing movement and attempt to discern the truth from it, right? That is the scam that is being played on us, when the reality is you're just there voluntarily. You're simply sitting there taking part in a game that's being played on you.
Correct.
Stop being a participant, and you won't get scammed.
Correct. And you don't have to participate in this. You don't have to fall for their emotional triggers. Now, a lot of people, that's not true. A lot of people are, warped out on the various energy drinks and the various combinations of drugs. And so, for instance, if you're taking a psychometric drug that deals with serotonin and you take ginseng, you will become maniacal and you'll be subject to violent mood swings that people can trigger very easily by altering the amount of sugar in your diet relative to the amount of water that you're intaking. Literally, within an hour, you would have a maniacal episode. So there are all these people that are not able to discern that they need to opt out, so to speak, right? They've been trapped by the matrix because of what's been done to their bodies. So people that listen to me, it's really kind of stupid. Like I say, your mama knew best, right? Anything you learned before kindergarten is good. Anything you learned after that, forget it and start relearning. But, you know, drink your water, eat your veggies, you know, stay away from all the salt, get your exercise and get plenty of sleep so that you can think, because it's sure going to be required.
It is, and that's something I recommend to everybody. When you get up in the morning, drink a liter of water, and you'll be surprised how regular your bowel movements become, and you get rid of a whole bunch of that dry, cloggy crap that's in your system. And also, make sure that you're not sleep-deprived, because it makes you less coordinated. You can't think when you haven't slept.
It also increases stress.
Yeah, and stress increases illness. It's a knock-on effect. Have you noticed that, Cliff? Everything in the universe is either a ripple effect or an as-above-so-below effect.
Which is the same, isn't it? Just different aspects of duality, right? So that's why you've got to be centered in between the two and try and stay in the middle of that vibration.
Indeed. Well, Cliff, thank you very much. I think you've kind of centered my vibrations today. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening in as well. And if you support the broadcast and the work that we do here, go to thevinnieeastwoodshow.com and subscribe for $5, $10, $20 a month, or give us a big donation, something like that, because we've got a lot of work to do and not enough money to do it. And thank you to Cliff High as well from halfpasthuman.com. See you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.